This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall in Washington. There is a dangerous situation brewing in Libya, where the so-called Libyan National Army from the eastern part of the nation appears intent on gaining control of the country. From Reuters, here is Mia Warmersley.
Commanded by Khalifa Haftar, the Libyan National Army said it had taken control of the former international airport by nightfall on Friday. The government claims it has retaken it. The provocative move came as UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres departed after meeting Haftar to try to avert a civil war.
With a deep concern and a heavy heart, I still hope it will be possible to avoid a bloody confrontation.
The latest developments have escalated a power struggle that has splintered the nation since the overthrow of Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. 75-year-old Haftar casts himself as an opponent of Islamist extremism, but is viewed by opponents as a new Gaddafi.
That was Mia Warmersley of Reuters. An attorney representing U.S. President Donald Trump says it would set a dangerous precedent if the IRS handed over the Trump tax returns being sought by a Democratic Party-led House committee. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
In a letter to the Treasury Department, attorney William Consovoy says U.S. tax code zealously guards the privacy of a taxpayer. And if there is a request for tax returns, it needs to have a legitimate legislative reason. The attorney says it appears the only reason the House Ways and Means Committee Chairman, Democrat Richard Neal, requested 6 years' worth of Trump's business and personal tax returns is to politically damage the president. Consovoy, hired to handle this legislative request, says the IRS needs to consult with the Justice Department before releasing any of the president's tax information. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
More news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Britain's Chancellor of the Exchequer, Philip Hammond, today sounded optimistic about the ruling Conservative Party's Brexit talks with the opposition Labour Party. This as Prime Minister Theresa May waits for the European Union to grant her another extension in the timetable for London's departure from the bloc. Philip Hammond.
We should be open to listen to suggestions that others have made, and some people in the Labour Party are making other suggestions to us. Of course, we have to be prepared to discuss them. Our approach to these discussions with Labour is that we have no red lines. We'll go into these talks with an open mind and discuss everything with them in a constructive fashion. Most of the colleagues that I am talking to accept that we will need longer to complete this process, so I'm optimistic about the Council on Wednesday. I understand that EU colleagues are somewhat fed up that the process has taken as long as it has. We're also fed up that we haven't been able to complete this earlier, but I'm very confident that we'll get it done.
The United Nations reports that armed men killed dozens of civilians and forced thousands of others to flee during increasingly violent and frequent attacks last month in the Diffa region in southeastern Niger. The region has been victimized by the Boko Haram insurgency in northeastern Nigeria. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UN officials say the spike in violence and displacement is related to increased activity by Boko Haram or Boko Haram-affiliated armed groups in the Lake Chad Basin. They report 88 civilians were killed last month alone, compared to a total of 107 civilian deaths during all of 2018. Spokesman for the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Jens Lajerke, tells VOA the dramatic jump in the number of attacks and civilian deaths seemed to indicate a shift in tactics by these armed groups. He says very vulnerable civilians appear to be deliberately targeted.
That was Lisa Schlein for VOA from Geneva. According to a survey released to commemorate the 70th anniversary of NATO, less than half of Americans support the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, an alliance designed to provide collective security in the wake of World War II. The poll by YouGov found the same negative attitudes toward NATO in other member countries as well. It said there is a generational divide in the United States. The survey shows that 56% of the baby boomer generation believes that NATO serves an important role, while only 35% of millennials and 33% of Generation X members support U.S. participation in the alliance. More news at voanews.com. I'm Gene Randall, VOA News, Washington.